nice. Yeah. Stupid.
And a dog came and he used one of the Bnei Chabur as a tree. So he got up to go clean himself off and wash himself off. Now that at first sight doesn't look like a very good thing. Yeah. That's not a nice thing to have. You're busy sleeping and a dog comes along and does on you. So he got up to go clean himself. And while he was doing that, the wall fell down and killed him. Killed everybody else. Who needs son? And he was saved. Interesting example he brings. There's many examples like this. You see this and you see the opposite. By the Migdal Tumim, by the Twin Towers, it's an example. There were hundreds and hundreds of stories of people who were supposed to be there that weren't. And there were plenty of stories of people who weren't supposed to be there who were. Stories like that. Whole list of reasons why people weren't in the Twin Towers. Had a flat tire, this broke down, his child was sick. Huh? Yeah, but sick's not a bad thing. We think the things that when they're happening to you, just think to yourself, hey, this could be saving my life, the same as it saved those people's lives.
Traffic.
There's always traffic in Manhattan. That wasn't. There's always traffic in Manhattan.
Extra traffic.
You're right. So an example.
Sorry, the point you're saying is so if every day you have traffic at the same time, you're not necessarily going to be thinking at that point, sit down. Just pointed out that it's. You pointed out the fact that it's always traffic. So then, with the amount of things that necessarily might not be normal for you.
There are things that you would not like to be stuck in traffic, even though every day you're stuck in traffic. But you're stuck in traffic. And if you see there was a good thing that you're stuck in traffic, sometimes you won't see it. You don't always see the good or the bad of the thing. We're talking about where you do. He's saying, she's tavchin, not being misbehaving. And you start looking at those things. I was stuck in traffic today. I got in 10 minutes late. I don't know if it, I don't see the, you don't really see the good or the bad of it. You miss a plane. You get stuck in traffic, so you miss a plane. The plane doesn't always crash. You know? There are stories like that. But it doesn't always happen. Sometimes you just, you know, you get to the other country late and you don't know what happened. But you don't always see that. The point I'm making is you don't always see that. You miss the flight and so now you're waiting for the big event, you know, and nothing happens, you know. Bebchik was on time because I was late. Oh, you see, there's some good of me doing late. He said that, not me. I don't mess with cars. So one second, slow down. It's too much noise here. I'm always saying, when you can see the end, you know, see the end. David HaMelech went to the grave, not having seen the end, totally unvindicated. When was he vindicated? When Shlomo tried to put up the, open the gates. I'm saying, you don't really see the end. When you can see the end. At the end of the day, it's all good. It's always good. But we don't always see why that's good. Even the bad thing that comes out of this thing, you thought it was going to be good, but then it turned out to be bad. That's also good. It's now a bad thing that you'll see one day. We'll all be, because it's all good. Hashem doesn't do anything bad. A cold toff. You'll see when Mashiach comes, you'll understand why everything was good. That's what Joseph teaches us, no? That's what these parshas taught us. The worst possible case scenario you could ever imagine. Vayigash Yehuda, when Yehuda comes to talk to Yosef, that's the end of the world. That's over. But that's the end of the world. There's nothing left. This king's made up his mind. In those days, it wasn't like today. You know, where the king makes a decision and then you can lobby and you can bribe him and you can, you know, there's prisoner's friend. Binyamin's off to jail. Come over. He can't appeal to the high court. He is the high court. He's everything. And if you say half a word wrong, he kills you on the spot. And Yehuda's Vayigash Yehuda, because he knew that was the end of the world. And he says, Aniga Yosef, and in those two words, what happened? Not just they realize that they're now saved and they're freed and whatever. They understood of 22 years every step along the way. Why? It was perfect. In that split second, that's the Simon of Mashiach. Maisa of a similar body, the Maisa of voice for Mashiach is Ani Yosef. Ani Yosef, those two words, that's the whole story of Mashiach. That's what Mashiach is going to look like. In a split second, you'll not just know that we've been redeemed at the moment when you thought it's all lost, but you'll understand why everything that ever happened was perfectly, perfectly good for you. But we're not there. We're here, where the lights are still off. And in your world, you have to tafchid. You thought it was a good thing. You got this job and you thought it was wonderful and whatever. It turned out to be not the best thing for you. Or you lost a job and then you realized in the end, wow, I lost my job because I got a better job. Lots of stories like that. Come on, did people make a living out of writing stories like that? I was once flying to London and I did something that I never do. I went on a connecting flight via Rome. I never ever do that, but I did. The flight left here late. I got to Rome. I'd missed my connecting flight. So I spent 24 hours in the airport. 24 hours in the airport. It was gewaldig. Gewaldig. The worst 24 hours. It was horrible. I was terrible. In the airport, in the waiting room, not in a hotel or whatever. I was sticking in the waiting room. Eventually, I got to London a day late. And then there was a strike at Ben Gurion, so there was no way to get back. And I wasn't flying to Rome and spending a week in the airport in Rome. I'd done that already. So I fought with them. Eventually, they agreed that I didn't have to get onto the flight from London to Rome. And they insisted that I fly to Rome. Otherwise, I'd lose my ticket. Because there's no problem with that flight. The flight from Rome to Israel, you had a problem with. Mamas fought with them, whatever. Anyway, I got stuck in London for a week. I was going for 2 days. So I had a bit of change of clothing, and shoes, whatever. And then eventually, I came back. I was waiting for the Pesach Crunch story to happen. You know, there it was, you know, right? You know, the career for me. The only good thing that came from it is I don't take connecting flights anymore. Okay. I'll tell you a Moedik Hashgocha. Something did happen on that trip. The Mamash Hashgocha. While I was in the airport, I'd been there for like 24 hours, nothing to eat. There's nothing to eat there. A bit of fruit. You could buy a bit of fruit, whatever. What can you eat in Rome airport? Not exactly the best option. So they gave me these coupons to go to this place and buy food, but there's nothing to eat, so whatever. So eventually it's like 3 hours before I'm about to get out of whatever, and I look up and there's a Talmid of Orav Rab standing in front of me. A Tura Keno standing in front of me. What are you doing here? I know he's flying to Israel, back from New York. He just came from New York. He's flying back. What are you doing here? Tell me the story, whatever. He says to me, have you eaten anything, whatever? I said, no, I'm starving. He said, listen, I'm flasic. I just got off the plane. I ate flasic. My sister prepared for me cheese sandwiches before I got on the plane to take on the plane. Have a cheese sandwiches. So I probably thought he sent me. But I can't say that's a good thing. I'm saying it's not that came out of anywhere. It was a nice gawker. Even in the Rome airport, you could still get a New York cheese sandwich. Fine. Okay. Could be, yeah, Shem organized. It's not past life. I don't have to go into Gilgulim. He owed me the last. He was going in the yeshiva. He was, I'm saying, didn't know me. I'm saying, you're right. Don't have to go back to Gilgulim. Yeah, no, whatever. I'm just saying, it was a nice, just something good could come from it. You're right. Yeah, I was so hungry after 24 hours not eating. I promise you, you would have eaten anything. You start cooking up reasons why you can actually eat the food without a hitch. You know, you start coming up with all sorts of Moira hitters, you know. Yeah. What could be wrong with the cheese, you know? Okay. The echad hadvarim hachashuvim shalech la'avchin b'em es niflo is Hashem hu ageshem. I haven't worked out how he bounces around yet. There's a lot of ADD going on in this Shara B'tochen. In Shara B'tochen and in Shara B'tochen that we've learned, and in other areas, Shachis Ronev, but Mord Musudar, yeah, he seems to bounce around a lot. Not long ago, we were busy looking at like how the body's put together and how the fetus is designed. And now suddenly we're talking about bad things that happen, good things. We're talking about movement and change. And now we're talking about rain. Okay? There must be some pattern here. I haven't found it yet. Shumatnas Elokim nisgova bebalei chaim ulatzemach adama gam yachad. Hayored bezman shoilim tzarichlo. If you start analyzing rain, it's endless, the wondrousness of rain. It's an unbelievable gift to the Baal HaChaim and the plant world. Everything, everything needs it. And it comes down when it's needed. You do all this, the whole rain story. The whole timing of the Yirmiyahu is putting up the whole timing of the rain. V'onu moitzi me'akosuv mafrik mo'oides ha'pele v'atoyba shel yiridus ha'geshem k'omo osu g'doylois v'ein cheke niflois ad ein mispa ha'noisen matar al p'nei ha'aretz v'shalech mayim al p'nei chutzois l'som mefog b'roiz l'p'toke niflois osu g'doylois yoy osu g'doylois v'ein cheke niflois. Took about rain, right? What's the big deal? The water from the sea heats up. It turns into steam. It goes up into the clouds. The clouds take the water in the rain. Big deal. So it's a fairly strong. You learn that when you're 8 years old, the teacher that says things. What's the big deal? It's quite a big deal if you think about it. The rain that comes down is clean, sweet water, yeah? Where did it come from? From the sea. The sea salt water. What happened to the salt? Where did the salt go? If you didn't have wind, the rain would be useless. It would just rain exactly where it went up. You need the wind to blow the clouds to where the rain's needed. Unbelievable. The whole filtration system. And the rain, and every drop lands exactly where it's supposed to land. And without rain, you can't survive. Can't survive. So game over. Certain areas, you saw, you pick that up. There's certain places where if it rains, it doesn't really make any difference. They've got so much water, you'll survive. Aval. In Israel, you know, it's a mamish life and death. Rain is mamish life and death. What happens to the salt? The clouds filter it out. The whole filtration system there.
So, doesn't go on. After the salt stays, doesn't go
with water. That's how you separate salt from water. When you do that at school, you have that funny, like, glass tube thing, and then you boil the water and the salt. Then the salt stays in the sea. And the steam goes up, it gets cleaned out and filtered, gets turned back into water.
Right.
And then it comes down as water. It's unbelievable.
Of course it is.
So you have two things to think about. You have the rain to think about, and you have the... Yeah, but not only that, he's telling you to look also at things that you thought were good that turned out to be bad in there. We say Baruch Dayan HaEmetz at the end of the day in this world. Well, have a look how much time and trouble and money they spend trying to show you that there's no God in the world.
A lot of work.
Yeah, master.
I know you do. Muggles. I didn't want them to interrupt the shield. But it's so nice. You asked Binyam and leave. I got the message in the car when I was coming in. I got so excited. My oldest granddaughter says to me, like, well, I'm your special child because I'm